Welcome to episode 9 of the Empower the Game podcast. We're your hosts, Paige Davern and Caitlin Smith.
The goal of this podcast is to empower women in sports and inspire females who are looking to enter the industry.
On today's episode, we have Dalia Regev with us. Dalia is a former athlete who has worked in sports for the past 4 years.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Can you start by telling us about yourself and your journey to get where you are now in the sports industry?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the time and happy to share a little bit of my story. So, you know, I decided I wanted to get into sports and really, you know, work on the business side of things when I was a freshman in high school, actually.
So I really knew that I wanted to get into sports. It's heavily tied to baseball, which is my favorite sport, and being a St. Louis kid, born and raised, it has to do with my beloved Cardinals. And so really had the epiphany of wanting to get into sports in 2011. I was a freshman in high school, and the Cardinals were in the World Series that year. And as a fan, I support them and I'm with them to the end, whether it's a good or a bad result. And, you know, we were at the point where we were down to our last strike in an elimination game in the World Series at home. And it looked pretty dismal. It looked like it was going to be not so great. But I thought, you know what, I'm going to stick with them and won't bore you with too many of the details. But we ended up pulling it out, having a miraculous comeback headed up by David Freese. And Game 6 of that World Series is known as the David Freese game. So, you know, I hadn't really known what I wanted to do up until that point, you know, with my life professionally. But really kind of had that rush of euphoria as a fan. And I thought, well, why don't I use that passion and excitement that I have, transform it and transfer it into, you know, building a business acumen, going to school for it, having a solid foundation, and then hopefully carving out, a little bit of the industry for myself, for a career. And so I decided to go to the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs for a sport management degree, and it was housed in the College of Business, which is really important to me. And spent 4 beautiful years there in the mountains, and really was able to get top-notch instruction from my professors in the classroom, but it was very important to me to complement whatever I was learning with practical, applicable real-life experience. And so certainly was intentional about taking what I learned in class and doing numerous internships and, just getting all the experience that I could while I was in school doing my undergraduate studies.
So one thing I wanted to ask you was, do you feel like being a former athlete sort of gives you an advantage in the sports industry? And if so, how?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it does. I was fortunate to play organized sports through my senior year of high school, you know, all the way through. And then I had to stop because of some health stuff that popped up. But, you know, there's something about the discipline and the intangibles that an athlete brings either, you know, to the business side of sports or the world, the media side, just the discipline, performing under pressure, being able to be coachable, you know, being open-minded to being a true student, not only of the game and your sport, but, you know, a student of whether you're going into journalism in South Carolina or, for me, working in partnerships on the business side. I think being an athlete, and I'm not talking about, you know, when you're playing t-ball and you're 3 and you don't remember, but if you're in organized sports, I feel like for any period of time, and you stick with it, you just have that mentality and mindset of an athlete that never really leaves you. And I think that a lot of people, myself included, who unfortunately had to, you know, quit sports for whatever reason, I think that that's something at least I am drawn to with the athletic mindset of really just staying disciplined in what I'm doing and setting goals high and practicing my skills. A lot of the same processes that athletes do to get better at their craft, I find myself doing now in school, but also in the business world for a job. So yeah, it absolutely, I think, is a tremendous advantage and something that, you know, also makes you feel pretty good because you know how to be disciplined if you're an athlete. You know how to go through the motions and make sure that you're getting better every day. So it's kind of allowed me to hang on to that a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely am not a college athlete or Not at all, but I definitely think that having an athletic personality and like competitive, and my dad's a coach, you know, just being around sports is kind of like pushed me to, you know, be more competitive in this industry and not really compete against other people, but like be competitive to myself and go after what I want, and, you know, not just saying I tried. Like, no, I'm going to get to where I want to go until I really cannot anymore, like, try. So, like, I'm definitely for that. Like, I think that does give you an advantage, like, having an athletic background. But so, what do you think is important for women to support each other in this industry? How have you experienced that? And what do you think it is, what's most important to let other women know that they can be successful in the sports industry?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think that, you know, first I'll answer that a little bit more broadly and then get a little more specific. But I think that in the program that you and I are a part of, you know, with Lauren Walsh, mm-hmm. and what she's doing in the sports industry, I think is tremendous in its own right, but then also, you know, turning right back around and paying it forward and lending a hand to us, who comprise the next generation, I think is tremendous what Lauren's doing. And so that, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to her.
She's great.
With the LW branding, because she's, you know, she's the reason that I know you guys. So,
yeah.
But yeah, no, I think just more broadly, in the sports industry, and I think in life in general, I think that especially with the advent of LinkedIn and social media, and you and I were joking earlier about, oh, well, do you know, what are your social media handles? And I said, I'm kind of a dinosaur, because I just but I think that with all the tools at our disposal, we have such a tremendous advantage that the previous generation did not have. And so, you know, look, whatever challenges we may face by way of, you know, biases or attitudes or being female and male-dominated industry, you know, okay, that's great. But at the same time, like, the way that we can really elevate our game and elevate our performance is to take advantage of those tools. And I think more often than not, you're not gonna gel with everyone, and not every person you meet is gonna be, you know, buddy-buddy with you. And that's fine, because you're not always gonna be the same. But, you know, I found more often than not, if you ask and put yourself out there and go with that coachability mindset, and genuinely wanting to learn from others, more often than not, I really do believe that you're going to get help in return and support and empowerment and encouragement and all the positive things that men and women need, but especially in male-dominated industries. So I think that, at least that's been my experience, there's been an overwhelming desire on people ahead of us, you know, chronologically in our careers, to pay it forward. And as far as more specifically to your question, when it comes to, you know, female empowerment and, you know, really linking arms and helping each other succeed in this field, you know, I think the best way to do that and to help others is to really control what you can control, right? Which is, God knows, that's easier said than done. I'm living proof of that. But if you kind of take care of your own business, and like you said earlier about that, you know, athlete mindset and, oh, you know, it's not really competing against others, it's competition with myself. I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth. And so if you're continuously grinding and driving to do your absolute best, and then also being humble enough to put yourself out there and ask for help when you want to, that's not only going to prepare you to launch in your career, but then you're going to be more inclined and empowered to turn right back around when you're in a position to do so, to help the next generation. And it just keeps going from there. And hopefully, you know, the more people who adopt that kind of mindset, are, you know, that means that more females are going to be in the industry, and, you know, there are going to be less disparities there. But, you know, that was a little bit of Dahlia rambling there, but I get jazzed about it and really fired up about it, because I think that the more we can control what we can control, and yes, tackle these issues of, you know, being a minority in this industry, of course, I'm not taking anything away from that, but the more that we can control our own business and really just go about it with a positive attitude, I think the sky's the limit.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, I mean, I wanted to touch on too, obviously you mentioned the program that we're in with Lauren, is obviously another great way to be able to do that and sort of, you know, be able to empower those other women and have opportunities to do that and talk to each other. So Obviously, Caitlin and I have mentioned a few times that program because we've had Lauren on the podcast before, but basically, obviously, we have trainings every month and learn so much from each other. And I think it's really important that other people that want to do this get involved in things like that too, because that's a great way to just make connections and meet people that are in the industry that can really help you in more ways than you know. Because I know for Caitlin, both Caitlin and myself, we have met a lot of people through this specific program, and it's really changed our lives for the better, I would say.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I think too, that, you know, as women, it's important, too, to celebrate our wins as well. And I think Lauren has been tremendous about that in terms of, you know, the Slack channel we have and celebrating each other and when we do well and all that, and really building a community. So I think that's phenomenal. But I know, you know, something that I can struggle with too is because I have that, you know, that intrinsic motivation to just get better every day is not, you know, taking a step back and saying, hey, you know, look at what you've done. And yes, build upon it, get better, try harder, you know, accomplish great things. But, you know, take a moment to really take a step back and appreciate what you've done. And look, give yourself credit. I mean, all three of us, right? Because, you know, we're in this Lauren Walsh program. And yes, it's amazing on her end that she's doing this and giving back and giving of her time and putting together this whole curriculum for us. But, you know, all those participants, it's not just like, okay, well, you can show up and, you know, just be part of this thing. You know, it was a testament to your hard work up until this point. And, you know, you had to get accepted into the program. And, jeez, I don't even remember how many girls we have in the program, so I apologize. But it's a good group of people who genuinely, I think, are going to stick together after the program, quote unquote, ends. And, you know, it's all about that natural connection and being proud of yourselves for earning the right to be a part of that. So, you know, don't lose sight of that, because that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and definitely also reaching out to each other. Like, you know, you can say you're in the program and it's a great program to be a part of, but are you taking the extra initiative? Like, when someone gives you an opportunity, for example, when me and Paige put in the Slack today that we needed a guest on our podcast, you reached out, other people reached out, but I'm not saying everyone obviously had an empty schedule tonight, but it's the people who, you know, push through and put in that extra effort who want to be successful and help each other out as well.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and I'm going to credit my dad with this because he gives me a lot of good advice. My mom does too, but he always says, Dahlia, you know, I'm old, so listen to me. I've been around the block. I'm like, all right, I will. But he said, look, when it comes to helping others, when it comes to going the extra mile, the extra initiative, like you just said perfectly, you know, it's not a question of why would you do that. It's a question of why not. You know, what do you have to lose by doing that? I mean, you know, obviously take care of yourself first, and that's, you know, physically, emotionally, mentally, all that stuff. But, you know, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you cast a wide net? And, you know, if you see a ping on your Slack channel, like, hey, you know, some of the girls need some help with their podcast. Like, for me, I was like, well, duh, that's a no-brainer, of course. Like, you know, it's just not even a question. So I think that mindset, which clearly you two have by even doing a podcast like this, it's a big deal. So kudos for you guys.
Thank you. So obviously, if anyone takes a look at your LinkedIn, they're going to see that you've held a lot of different positions in sports with a lot of different companies. So which would you say was sort of your favorite or maybe the most beneficial experience for you?
Ooh, man, that's a dicey one just because it's hard to narrow it down.
Right.
But no, I think it's important. So I'm gonna share a couple quick ones because they're important for different reasons. The first one, I was my senior year in Colorado Springs. Like I said, I interned with the Mountain West Conference, and I was a compliance intern. And I'll tell you what, girls, I'm a very compliant and rules-oriented person, but I'm not going into compliance for the rest of my career. I mean, the hoops you have to jump through and all of that, I mean, I just identified very early on that, okay, X nay, no nay, this is not for Dahlia. But that's only one of the reasons that I really enjoyed the internship. I mean, one, I had incredible people who were able to break it down for someone like me who doesn't live in that world. So I really understood how the inner workings of a huge athletic organization like that works, you know, a big D1 conference. So the people were amazing. I learned what I didn't want to do in life, which is equally as important, if not more so, of finding out what you do want to do, because, you know, you want to figure that out when you're in an internship, not when you're in a full-time job, ideally. And then, yeah, like I said, I learned and appreciated the operations of huge sports organizations like that. So I'd say that was probably one of the most impactful ones, and really just giving myself permission to be okay not to like everything you're doing. Like, of course, when you go back to that intrinsic motivation, you want to be good at everything you do. The reality is you're not going to be good at everything you do, and that can be a tough pill to swallow, but you don't have to be interested in everything you do. So that was really great. And then this past summer, when COVID kind of, you know, threw us all a curveball, I was fortunate enough, much like what Lauren Walsh's program is, you know, there were virtual programs in the summer that I applied to and was fortunate enough to get into. And my Legends Global Sales Training Camp, the company being Legends, they put it on, and I went into it thinking, oh man, I don't want to be in sales. I don't want to be that smarmy salesperson in the used car parking lot. Like, I don't want to be that. Yuck. You know, that's, bleh, I don't want to do that. But, you know, I went in with an open mind, and the program just completely changed my life. And what do I mean by that? As corny as it sounds, they really did sell me on selling. And they taught me that you're not, look, if you're going about it the right way, and yes, there are multiple strategies, but if you're going about it the right way and your intentions are good, sales can be a very noble profession, because in so many programs and in school and everything, it can be unclear, but sales at the end of the day is providing a solution for people, right? I mean, if you've ever seen, have you guys ever seen Shark Tank?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, right? And so Mr. Wonderful, he's always, you know, kind of the Debbie Downer, right? But he's like, well, what's the problem you're solving? You know, like all that. But it's true. As a salesperson, you're trying to craft a solution that's particular to that specific person, and then relieve some stress or pain or frustration and make things work better. And so as soon as I started looking at sales that way and, you know, had the intensive 6-week program, over this summer, and not only kept me busy, not only got me sport management experience, but really hooked me on this idea of sales, that was a big, big deal. So the Legends Global Sales Training Camp was awesome. That was the first one of its kind. Because of COVID, they put it on, and I just heard from some of the people I'm still close with there, they're doing another one, which I'm so excited about, because it really gave me direction in my career. And that really got me wanting to go on the partnerships route or the sponsorship route, which the most basic terms, you know, if you're selling sponsorships or creating partnerships, yes, you could look at it as, okay, well, Dolly is going to give you some money and I'm going to give you an outfield sign at the baseball stadium. But what it really is building mutually beneficial solutions that increase the visibility and the engagement of all the brands involved. So those two things were really great. And what I'm doing really right now with the Win Again Academy, it's a company that really specializes with transitioning athletes, whether it's collegiate, Olympic, amateur, pro, whatever, through their transition of, you know, playing to whatever's next, and really identifying what makes them tick and leveraging their existing skills as an athlete that we talked about a little bit ago, into success and whatever's going to give them fulfillment. So to have even just a sliver of an impact on those athletes' lives, and then also bringing sport professionals into that world to aid those athletes' pursuits, incredibly fulfilling.
That's amazing. I think you answered that so well. I could have not answered it that well. But just to wrap things up, I want to ask you one more question. Obviously, this industry can be difficult for many reasons: weird hours, dealing with people who don't support you, anything like that. How do you keep yourself to stay motivated and ensure that you are happy with your job going forward?
It's a great question. I mean, you guys say I'm answering them well, but you're asking them well. but no, I think, listen, there are three things that I look for in every position that I, you know, apply for, or even just am genuinely interested in, right? So three things. One, I need there to be a learning culture. And I need them to mean it. I need them to really embrace that mentality that each and every day, the resources and the mentality are going to be available for everyone involved to get better, no matter where they are on the pecking order. And I need them to walk the walk on that. The people need to be good. Cannot say this enough. I know it kind of blends into the culture of what I just said. And then also plenty of opportunity for advancement. You know, I'm not saying that I come into an entry-level role and then, boom, in 2 years I'm going to be CEO. I don't mean that at all. It's just, you know, some structures of teams or organizations are kind of handcuffed and can't ascend very quickly. So those are the three things I think about. But when you ask about motivation, like right now what I'm doing, the work with the Win Again Academy, with Mark Moyer, who's the founder of the Win Again Academy, you know, that's how I met Lauren Walsh. I met her at one of his virtual events. And, you know, here I am almost a year later since that event, you know, in her program. And, you know, just surrounding yourself with the right people. And now I'm fortunate enough to work with Mark. You know, that makes working for him, with him, however you want to call it, it's an absolute joy every day to hop out of bed and do work. And so I think it can't be understated the importance of people, because, you know, whether you're working for a team or an agency, there are always going to be bad seeds out there. And I think that as sexy as sports can sound on paper working there, it's a lifestyle, guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is not a clock in, clock out. You said it beautifully. It's weird hours. It's all the time. It's a lot of grunt work. And even for people who are super motivated, like you guys and me, you know, you've got to put yourself in the right position and around the right people to succeed. Because if you get in with a toxic culture, it's not only going to poison your ability to succeed and excel, but you're going to end up hating the industry, and that's awful. So unfortunately, some of that is not easy to tell on the front end. But I would just say, stay really diligent about the people you're surrounding yourself with. Make sure that what you're doing is something you're really, really passionate about. Like, if you don't like compliance, like Dahlia, cool. There are plenty of compliance people who can do the compliance for the rest of their life. But really stay true to what your North Star is, what really drives you every day, and make sure you have a support system like the Lauren Walshes of the world who can help you get to where you want to be.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's something that a lot of people don't realize when they decide that they want to go into the sports industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and if you're enjoying the work that you're doing and you're enjoying the people you're doing the work with, then is it really work, right? Even the crappy stuff, right, that nobody wants to do, that's just inevitable, you're like, okay, well, this is all in the pursuit of doing something really awesome with some really cool people. So, and if you find yourself in a situation, which I've found myself before, where it's just not clicking or you're really not digging what you're working on, move on.
Yeah, sure. Definitely.
Well, thank you again for talking to us for a little bit. It's always fun getting to connect with other women who are passionate about the same things that we are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And to that end, you know, if either of you two or anyone who's listening, anybody who knows anybody, wants to connect offline further, happy to do that. Always have time to get on a call and help others or just bounce ideas off. And the more the merrier. So I'm open to that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, definitely.
So for those listening, like Dahlia said, you can connect with her on LinkedIn, and I know she'd be happy to talk to you. You can also follow us on Instagram at Empower the Game, and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave us some feedback. So we will talk to you guys in our next episode.